Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer Part 1 Matthew 6. The Covenant Mind, Hallowed Be Thy Name. This is a text-to-speech lecture from the personal journal of Sister Laura. All rights reserved. Not for commercial use. Freely we give and freely we receive. Now, let's get to today's time together. Introduction, Section 1. In Matthew 6, the disciples of Jesus asked him to teach them to pray. Jesus began to teach the disciples by saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In today's time together, I would like to share with you a little about Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer Part 1, Matthew 6, The Covenant Mind, Hallowed Be Thy Name, from a covenant point of view. First, we must ask ourselves, what does it mean when we hear the word hallowed? How does a disciple hallow the Father's name? What is the Father's name? Here, the term hallowed means to make holy and to keep oneself separate unto God in order to purify. Introduction: The Heavenly Blueprint, Section 2. Today, I would like to take you back to the life of Solomon in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 that I believe will be interesting. In this chapter, we read how Solomon made a feast of dedication of the temple by hallowing the temple. I have shared in many weeks of teachings how the tabernacle of Moses, tabernacle of David, tabernacle of Solomon all represent the heavenly blueprint of the mind of God revealing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as being one in covenant. At the same time, I have shared how Jesus did not do away with the heavenly blueprint of the tabernacle representing God with us but came to fulfill all righteousness by housing the heavenly blueprint. It is the disciples' born again experience that this same blueprint that was with Jesus that is housed in the tabernacle now dwells in the glorious church, the triumphant, the redeemed. The Feast of Dedication, Section 3. Here, we read in verse 4 through 6 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep, so the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endures forever, when David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, and the meat offerings, and the fat. So, as you read these verses, you will discover the types of offerings along with how many the king offered and that he had trained and taught the people of the kingdom to do the same just as the priests were taught in the days of Moses the people. Thank you for subscribing to this blog, Section 4. If you like this text teaching, thank you kindly for navigating to your right on your phone and clicking the follow this blog to show your support. Now, let us get back to today's time together. Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer, Part 1, Section 5. So, as we go back to Jesus teaching his disciples to pray, we learn that hallowing the Father is done through offering burnt sacrifices. At first, you might think, how can this be, as we no longer offer sacrifices of bulls, goats, and sheep and more? Well, as you go through the Lord's Prayer, you will discover these sacrifices are in the Lord's Prayer that point to Jesus. Of course, but, before I share where they are, a disciple must understand the ability to acknowledge that you are redeemed through the sacrifices of Jesus, and musing upon each one is a mystery of the Lord's Prayer that I begin this series to share with you. It is through the cross that you are now reconciled with God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in rest and righteousness through the sacrificial offerings of Jesus in covenant. 1 John 5 tells us that three things bear witness in heaven, and they are one, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. At the same time three things bear witness in the earth, and they are one, which is the blood and water and the Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer, Part 1, Section 6. Drawing illustration. The disciple acknowledges the Father, through the Son, in the fullness of the sacrificial offerings of Jesus, to tie bind together as one a yoke the resurrected life of Jesus. As the disciple acknowledges this work in their lives of hallowing the Father's name, they are causing the image and likeness of the Godhead to bring forth the headstone, the skull, the mind, the imagination, desire of the Godhead, and so much more, in divine union. As this act of acknowledgement takes place, the image and likeness of whom the Father is delights in the resurrection of Jesus and his sacrifice by sowing light, which is the Father's righteousness, into the covenant mind of the disciple. This light that shines upon the faces and body of Jesus has a multifaceted work. That is, the light is like a needle that goes through the sacrificial body of Jesus into the other side, coming out and going back to the Father, which causes a will effect of the circle of life. This light that shines through the sacrificial body of Jesus binds the covenant mind of the redeemed church, the triumphant church, to project the image and likeness of the Godhead through Jesus high and lifted up. If you notice, the turtle dove is carrying a branch. This branch is symbolic of the triumphant entry of Jesus as King in the body, throwing down our palm leaves. It is our palm leaves that represent sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving in the fullness of the five faces of Jesus in the covenant mind. An example of this prayer would be, Father, through the sacrificial offering of Jesus, in the yoke of his resurrection as the turtle dove, I acknowledge your presence, delighting in your Son with me as my peace offering of covenant. Top of the mind, as I do, I thank you that I acknowledge the yoke of Jesus binding my thoughts in peace in your rest and righteousness. As I practice hallowing your name, as Father, the turtle dove offering enforces covenant against all thoughts that oppose today as I rest in righteousness with you in pure fellowship. Father, through the sacrificial offering of Jesus in the yoke of his resurrection as the Lamb, in the yoke of his resurrection, I acknowledge your presence, delighting in your Son with me as my Lamb offering with the yoke of covenant. Right side of the mind, as I do, I thank you that I acknowledge the yoke of Jesus binding my thoughts in redemption by his stripes. My thoughts are one with you in fullness by the Holy Spirit. As I practice hallowing your name, as Father, the Lamb offering enforces covenant against all thoughts that oppose today as I rest in righteousness with you in pure fellowship. Father, through the sacrificial offering of Jesus in the yoke of his resurrection as the trespass offering of the goat, I acknowledge your presence, delighting in your Son with me as my trespass offering with the yoke of covenant. Covering the center of my mind forefront, as I do, I thank you that I acknowledge the yoke of Jesus binding my thoughts of offense and those who offend against my thoughts as far as the east is to the west. As I practice hallowing your name, as Father, the trespass offering enforces covenant against all that apostates today as I rest in righteousness with you in pure fellowship and practice covenant today. Father, through the sacrificial offering of Jesus in the yoke of his resurrection as the bull offering, the ox, covering the left part of my mind, I acknowledge your presence, delighting in your Son with me as Jesus gives my mind strength when it is weak, binding together the yoke of his strength in his resurrection, my thoughts in rest and righteousness enforcing covenant against all thoughts that oppose today as I rest in righteousness with you in pure fellowship. Father, through the sacrificial offering of Jesus in the yoke of his resurrection through the turtle dove sacrifice with the branch, I present my whole being in rest and righteousness with you by the Holy Spirit and worship with the branch and leaves of the turtle dove, bowing down in worship in the triumphant entry of Jesus as my King over my whole being, riding on a donkey, being presented before all my world every step of my day, high and lifted up in my mind. Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer, Part 1, Section 7. You can personalize your prayers using the picture diagram along with the template prayers I have given. When Jesus said, "On earth as it is in heaven," This is a symbol of the turtle dove making one and rending the veil in your life in open source of the fullness of the Godhead in your life and all supply, forgive us of our sins, the Lamb, as we forgive those who sin against us, the trespass offering, or goat, lead us not into temptation but deliver us from evil, the bull, or ox. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. The triumphant entry of Jesus on a donkey riding on a horse. Here, you are learning the ways of the Lord. The Lord told Moses, "Walk in my ways, you can stand by here." Exodus 19. This is a secret to the words written in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created." Here, the word beginning in the Hebrew is the word head, the moving of the thoughts, the shaking of the head, where desire and imagination are revealed in righteousness of God's thoughts. Jesus was slain before the foundations of the earth, and it is here in these few words we see there is a joining together in covenant through the sacrificial offerings of Jesus. I will share more in my next text lecture on these provoking thoughts. Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer Part 1, Section 8. I have written a 120-page journal notebook of praying the names of God to bind the covenant mind of the disciple in greater divine union with God's fullness. The purpose of doing so is to teach God's people how to hallow the Father in their minds. Solomon offered a total of 144,000 offerings, and it is called the Feast of Dedication. It is my mandate of the Father to teach God's people how to rest in covenant in righteousness and how to prepare a feast of dedication for God's people to have a temple mind of covenant to reveal Jesus coming out of the clouds, upon his donkey, and be transfigured upon Zion so that the world will hear the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Mysteries of the Lord's Prayer Part 1, Section 9. Thank you for kindly navigating to the right of this text lecture on the blog and clicking on follow this blog to show your support and bookmarking this blog. There are other links to share more of what we teach on in the navigation above. Until next time. Steal away in the secret place. Sister Lara.